WNST, Tassel Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. I've always wanted to have my bow tie logo underneath of me. We're Radio Row. We're in Los Angeles. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. Let yourself play. We'll be playing with Maryland crab cakes. I'm going to get this guy down for a crab cake. Who could eat the most crab cakes, him or his brother or his kid at this point? Dude, I'm going to say this. It's good to see you smiling, elbowing up, and familiar faces. It's been a day or two.
I haven't seen you in a while.
You were a big shot, dude. Listen.
Well,
Can I be honest about my career? Because it's been 20 years since I was syndicated. And there was a time where I was dying to work. There were two people in the industry, and this is God's honest truth, that I wanted to co-host the show with. You and Bonnie Bernstein in the 90s now. I'm talking about when I was syndicated with Sporting News, which was 99, 2000, 2001. Len Weiner was recruiting me to ESPN.
Uh-huh.
And a guy at the paper wrote a really nasty story about me in the Sun. He knows who he is. And it kind of cost me that opportunity. And I was up with Mel Kiper at ESPN when ESPN Radio was forming.
Okay.
And you were, like, in there. Wright was a part of it. Tony Bruno.
Oh, yeah. That was my first partner.
Joe D'Ambrosio.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Chuck Wilson, all that. Yeah. Yes.
Right. So I was floating in that territory to get hired at ESPN, and then 101 wanted me, and I pitted one against the other. I wasn't leaving Baltimore because I owned the station in Baltimore.
Yeah.
And I had dreamed of doing that show with you, and I was a little crushed when Greenberg got the, you know, when you guys started,
right.
And it took off.
Yeah.
And
were you saying that could have been me?
No, little, nah. You
shouldn't have.
Dude,
because
I had an afternoon show of my own.
I was just going to say, you were doing fine.
Dude, my life turned out.
Yeah, I was going to say.
They would have hated me at ESPN. Hated me, right? I could not have. And this is the God's honest truth. 7-8 years later, I did my 3 years. I got spit out. I went back on the air. I retired in Jacksonville at the Super Bowl. And the next year, I'll never forget this. I was staying in downtown Detroit. It's 10 degrees. We're at the Super Bowl. I hurt my knee. I had to get knee surgery. And I'm limping through the GM Center in that giant.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw you on the set, and they put televisions on you around then.
Yeah.
And you were getting your face powdered at like 6:21 in the morning.
Yeah.
And there was all this shit around you and it's people and stuff. And I'm like, I had a good time last night.
Yeah.
I'm in Detroit. I'm living my best life.
It turned into a production.
God bless you guys.
Yeah.
God bless you guys.
It definitely turned into a production. My biggest fear when we were doing the show and then they said, we're going to go on TV. I said, please don't tell me I have to wear a coat and tie. Because anytime you're on TV at ESPN, you got to wear a coat and tie.
They said, no. They said, I wanted to work with you because I like you.
That would have been fun.
I like listening to you.
I appreciate that.
I like talking to you. And every time I see you, and it's not often, and you went off and became this huge star in this space that I was in, and I have not one moment of envy, obviously.
Good.
That was 16 years.
Right.
of any of that, but it would have been fun to take another path, but my path was cool.
I would
say so.
But
your path was amazing in what you've done. I had your brother here earlier, and now your boy.
Yeah.
I was kidding your brother. I said, man, I know you've been ashamed of your brother for years, but now you finally got a nephew you could be proud of.
Yeah, that's exactly right, huh? Mike's done so. One thing first. All the stories you just told makes it, we are getting old.
Yeah, we are.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
We've been doing this a while, huh?
Well, I mean, and you had this wonderful media thing that it feels directed, and it feels like you stepped away, and your boy, and you're doing different things. Your life's taken on a different turn, but you've had a wonderful career.
It's been nice, and it's nice to now kind of pick and choose, and there's nothing like watching your kids succeed and seeing Mike succeed in this business and just make the move that he made, leaving ESPN to go off into some other things. I mean, I couldn't be more proud of him and the future he's going to have.
Well, and certainly for the family name, on the field and off the field, right?
Yeah.
What are you here promoting? Let's talk about some things here because, I've done all sorts of things this week, but nothing this important.
Yeah, right? Alkaline 88, it's America's number one pH water. Shaq approved, by the way. Shaq's a partner in this company. So if Shaq's involved in it, I usually think that things are pretty good.
Will I be as big as him if I drink this water?
You will not, but you'll be unbelievably hydrated. So people are like, okay, what does the 88 mean, alkaline 88? 88 is 8.8 pH. It's perfectly balanced water. That's one of the key things, ionized water. The taste is so crisp and clear. It's fantastic. And the big thing, though.
Is this it right here?
This is it right here. Yep.
Is it open or can I drink it?
You can drink it if you want. Sure.
Oh, I
want
to try it.
Go ahead,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I'm sponsored by Liberty Pure, but they're more a plumbing company, but they do water. And,
right.
and I talk all the time, and I do a lot of political stuff with Baltimore Positive. And I was ran for mayor of Baltimore. It's a long story, but like seeing Flint, Michigan, and seeing real problems in communities
right.
with fresh water, and even out here in California,
yep.
right? The water tastes a little different,
yep.
and we're East Coast, and the water's a little more pure. I do taste the difference in water.
You're going to like that.
So I'm going to taste it.
You taste it.
But the health benefits hydration in general. We're underhydrated.
Hydration is key, and it will take less of this to hydrate you than normal water because it's perfectly balanced. It'll absorb into your system faster, so you're hydrated quicker. So I think that that's a nice health benefit.
I don't drink as much as I did in 96 with Mike North running up and down the French Quarter
back in the day.
But I am underhydrated.
We all are.
It's windy here. It's
we are
dry.
All underhydrated.
My knuckles are bloody.
Yep.
And so the hydration part, but I was going to say, you know, Hollywood, parties, going
right.
to be some alcohol this week. So I'm going
to
drink.
Yeah, that's what you need to do. You need to
this.
Do. Yes. It's great hydration.
All right. Lamar Jackson, let's talk some sports. Lamar,
yeah.
the Ravens,
right.
the future for them. I know you have thoughts on offense. I have said the original sin in all of this is if you have a quarterback that runs in the linebackers, there's
right.
going to be a December when that quarterback...
That's exactly right.
Even if you start the season 8-3, and I don't know if that's a sacrifice to be made or whether that's a flaw in the strategy one way or another, right? But the guys on the wall here have mostly made a living about not getting crunched. I know Burrow's been running around
right.
a little bit more, but these are more traditional what we've seen in the prior 55 Super Bowls for the most part.
They are, and the thing I'd say about, obviously, Lamar is that's who Lamar is going to be. You can't. Buffalo tried to stop Josh Allen from running last year. He passed the ball better, but the team wouldn't do as well does better when he runs and he's a threat. It's just the way it is. You got to be who you are. So when Josh Allen started running more this year, they started doing better. That's what he does. Lamar Jackson is a running threat. You can't stop that. You can't just say stop running or run less and pass more. He has to be who he has to be. If it lasts 6 years, so be it. If it lasts 12 years, you get lucky because usually you don't see a long-lasting running quarterback, but I just don't think you can change somebody.
Well, I asked the question in the aftermath of the Vikings game, and they both bristled. Lamar didn't like the question, and John really didn't like the question. 21 rushes in that game. I asked if it was sustainable, and they bristled. 4 days later, they got their butts kicked in Miami, and then 10 days later, the season's over for Lamar.
Yep.
And I still will look back on that and say, you ran the ball 21 times the first week in November with your quarterback. Like, that can't be part of the strategy.
It's not sustainable. When he first started playing and started running, he was averaging about 17 runs. Young, first time around.
That's still too much.
No, it was. It worked then, but everybody was like, okay. And I said at the time when I had a show then, he can't continue to do that. Now, he's making it look easy now because he is such a great athlete and making moves on people, but he's going to get hit. He's going to get hit too many times, and it's going to take its toll. It's too many times to run. You know, you can run some. He has to run some to keep that viability of that part of his game going. But you can't run that much.
Love
no
talking
way
sports with Mike Golic here. His brother Bob came by. We did Wounded Warriors the other day.
Right.
Caught a pass from Kurt Warner. It was a little Bobby,
there you go.
Bobby Brady moment. Bobby Brady moment. It's a Nasty Nester moment having you on the air all the 25 years later and admitting to you that, like, I really, you know, wanted a gig with you because it just would have been fun hanging out. You know, and it's funny. I couldn't afford him for 20 years, you know. He had to get thrown off the mothership up there
and
come in here pimping water.
That's it, man.
Shaq's paying the bill today.
Yeah.
Thank you, Shaq.
We love Shaq.
For the game and for Stafford and for Burrow, I think the thing as Ravens fans that worries us is Burrow and what worried every Jets and Dolphins and Bills fans for a generation, right? Like, literally, he looks like he's in the way a little bit right now, and this could make that way even bigger of getting in the way. He's really good, and I'm frightened real good.
You Raven fans should be cringing at the name of Joe Burrow for what he did to you guys.
We don't
hate
him yet.
Yeah, you'll learn to.
Well, I bet that's what we keep saying.
Look at how they've built. I mean, you're the youngest in the history of the NFL to have a 4,000-yard passer, 1,000-yard rusher, and 2,000-yard receivers. They're all 26 and younger. I mean, the way they're building this team, which is completely opposite of L.A., trades for Jalen Ramsey, brings in Stafford, brings in OBJ, brings in Von Miller. They're built for right now, pushed all their chips to the middle, and they need the win to justify all that. Cincinnati, I'm not going to say there's less pressure on them. They're in the Super Bowl. You try and win, but they're building. Their window is open. And their window, as long as they manage the cap right, because all those names I mentioned in Cincinnati, they're going to have to pay at some point. So how do you manage the cap going along that way?
They're also going to start drafting last instead of first.
Yes, they are. That's very true.
Stafford, when you see a guy of this magnitude, and I even said to Jaworski earlier, like the Archie Manning kind of, but always playing in a bad place, or even if you're watching the film, you're like, I just wish he had better players, because he's really, there's 10 other guys on the field, and if he ever gets those guys, he ever gets a Cooper Kupp, ever gets an OBJ, and he had that with Megatron for a while, but this is a great story, and I don't know, I'm pretty anti-Kroenke and what happened to St. Louis.
I'm a
Baltimore guy. That stuff really wrangles me a little bit. And the whole notion of how this was orchestrated by Goodell and all that. And God bless them.
Right.
They dreamed this up and they got it. But there's a part for Stafford that and Weddle, who I love, right?
Yeah.
That there are some likable figures in this Hollywood story.
Well, there is. I mean, Weddle, it's unbelievable, playing rec basketball and 700 and some odd days of not playing, and led the team in tackles last week.
And everybody's favorite guy.
Yeah.
Just everybody who ever played with him will tell you they love Eric Weddle.
And Stafford, I mean, listen, Stafford's not a different quarterback. He's just had different people around him, right? He played a lot and played great in Detroit, but they weren't, 7 games in, we knew they weren't in the playoffs. So they said, oh, he's a compiler. Well, that's all they had to do there because they weren't in the playoffs. Here, he's the same quarterback, but he has better weapons and a better defense around him to help put him in the Super Bowl. It's not a different quarterback.
Who's going to win?
Here's the thing. For the first time ever, I'm working the Super Bowl. I'm an analyst on the sideline for Westwood One Radio. So I'm calling the game, so I can't pick a winner. I have to be professional.
I love it. That doesn't date the program at all.
Yep.
Come back later and find out whether he was right or wrong. Oh, he didn't. He can't be right.
There you
or
go.
Wrong.
I can be that. This, because there's wagers on everything. Bet tails, because tails never fails.
Well, I was going to ask you what's making you happy these days. I mean, I half kid around about all of the career stuff and your path, my path. But you did get out of bed every day at 3, and you did put the helmet on. You did make a lot of dough and do this and do that. And drive. But it was like real work, and then there's whenever you end anything that's an era for you and your partner and you pull the plug on it, and then there's the next thing. I'm well strategized for you. You got your good head on your shoulders, but what are the next 10 years for you after getting out of bed every day?
You know, a lot of it has been, I called college games and pro games. I want to still do games. I'll probably still do pro games. You know, it's kind of the podcast world and maybe some, you know, getting more involved in ownership side of that as opposed to on-air side of that. Looking at more big picture things like that.
Right.
And developing, you know, other podcasts and things like that.
I mean, look at Howard Stern and the Rogans and, you know, in that space. I see the iHeart people over here. I mean, I remember when the podcast thing began, you know, you go to an advertiser. I still own an FCC license. I mean, we broadcast every day, AM, 23 years, there was a stigma about the internet. They wouldn't let internet people in back in the day. Then there's the stigma about podcasting or your website or whatever it is. And now this isn't Radio Row. This is Podcast Row.
Yes, exactly right.
And
it's
the gambling
world
thing.
Oh.
Oh my God. Oh, I mean that is the focus of a $100 million entity for the next version of you, which is the guy who's shirt sleeved over here with his beer buddies on the thing. There's a whole different thing that's happening.
You have to accept that as you're moving forward, as part of whatever strategy you have, it better involve gambling. Because that's where we're all going. You know, in Europe, 75% of their gambling is in-game. It's only 15% here. That's going to explode.
Well, that's where baseball thinks that people are going to bet on pitch by pitch by pitch. And I keep thinking to myself, you and I are graybeards. We're the people that baseball has cultivated. I've never known anybody that's bet on baseball. Maybe a couple of degenerates here and again.
Yeah.
Football, fine, golfer, you know, whatever. And I have no stigma. I mean, I'm wearing a lottery mask.
Right.
I play blackjack. I've been to Vegas a million times. Baseball and gambling is so foreign to me to think that you would watch it and say the next pitch is going to be a strike.
Yeah, that might be a little much for me, too. I'm with you there.
Or when pitchers don't even pitch anymore.
Yeah, they go 3-4 innings and they're done.
Well, what you bet on was a pitcher, right?
Yeah.
And you on the sidelines now calling games, are you allowed to have a betting opinion?
On the game, no. Not really.
I'm fascinated because as a media member, Kevin Byrne would have come and ripped my press pass away 25 years ago if I was touting games, right? Like the league wouldn't have let me in his room.
Oh, my God. Well, remember when Romo was going to, in Vegas, have a fantasy football draft, not even in a casino, and the NFL wouldn't let him. Now, you know, how quickly they jumped in bed with him.
Blink and turn. Yep, it's like the cannabis industry.
Yeah.
Dude, I appreciate you.
Thanks,
like,
man.
You know, much respect, but you know that. It's good
thanks.
To see you, man.
You too, man. Really good.
Mike Owen joining us here, never to be confused with his brother or his son, his, you know, hotsy-totsy son. On behalf of our friends here at Alkaline 88, hydrating me with purified water, enhanced with Himalayan minerals. No wonder it tastes so good, man. It's almost like Indian food. We're live on Radio Row, Los Angeles, California, Super Bowl 56. Back for more in L.A. right after this.